This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the big problems with the vaccine rollout, even apart from manufacturing and the supply chain and the just overwhelming demand, is what's known as the last mile. In e-commerce, it's literally the last mile, all the stuff that has to happen just before that package lands on your doorstep. In the vaccine realm, it's the part just before the needle gets jabbed into your arm. Gently, of course. The logistics are unbelievably difficult, and nobody is really happy with how things have been going so far. And big companies, Amazon and Walmart, Starbucks, and Honeywell among them, are stepping up to help. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
The Trump administration left the vaccine rollout, for the most part, to state and local governments. So right now,
it's literally the Wild West.
Anna Nagurny teaches operations management at UMass Amherst.
You need better coordination, better communication, and emphasizing operational efficiency. And we know how to do that.
By we, she means American companies. Take Honeywell, the multinational conglomerate. In Charlotte, North Carolina, it's helping the government host big vaccination events. Honeywell executive Taylor Smith says the company is contributing its technology, like barcode scanning, to help patients check in faster. And
we're deploying some of our camera-based kind of vision analytics to look at the flow of cars that are coming through to these drive-through clinics to identify where bottlenecks are.
Another example, Starbucks. It's good at moving customers through its stores quickly and keeping track of their orders. So it's working with Washington State on the people processing part of the vaccine rollout. There's also the location problem. We need vaccination sites where there's room for people to socially distance. Enter Disneyland and sports venues. Matthew Hamery is with Alex Partners.
For example, in Boston, Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots play, is getting turned into a mass vaccination facility.
Meanwhile, Walmart is offering more of its stores as vaccination sites. And Amazon just sent the Biden administration a letter saying it can help too. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.